Yeah. Can you hear me better now?
Well, you still got background noise. I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
So, do you receive my email?
I have not received your email.
Let me know when you get it, okay?
All right, well, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah, well, can you tell me, can you repeat the question again, please?
You asked me to, before on our first call, to give you a copy of the manuscript. I saw that I sent that to Jay, Ryan Chase.
I got those from him. I told him to forward me the email. I have those now. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Yeah. I still have something from the email.
Yeah, all I'm waiting for is a filled copy of the form, because we require a full copy in order for our files and one for our guys to understand how we are going to work on the book, okay? In terms of publishing information, we require some specific information to create your accounts and make you a vendor on Amazon so you can sell your book.
Okay. So who's this reason?
What you're saying?
Well, I think Lisa would be calling me from your office. Who's Lisa?
Lisa, are you talking about Lisa Taylor?
Yes, she's supposed to call me also.
Okay, it seems that she basically is my boss.
Oh, you mean you're calling me from her?
Yeah, you may have received a call from her. I'll check in with her as well to see what the reason for that call was.
Well, she didn't call me, so I'm saying. Because Ryan said she called me, she hasn't. So if you're calling to use her, then that answers that question.
Uh-huh.
If you say you sent that email, I've never seen any email come in yet.
That's odd. I have sent the email. It is out. Sent emails. And yeah, it has been sent.
Okay,
refresh your inbox and maybe see if it's in there.
Okay, well, that's all that's my inbox and nothing coming in.
So nothing?
Nope.
Can you check your spam email maybe?
Let me check it. I haven't got anything in spam today. My last email today was wanting to know if I want to sell my house. Everything else coming in. And you just don't
want to. Did you receive my a question? Did you receive my email that said, David, this is my email. You can reply to this.
Yeah, I received it at 10:59.
So that's the only email you received from me?
That's
odd.
Same place before it.
Okay, how about this? How about you can stay on call and I'll fill out the forms with you, okay?
All right.
I'll just fill it up at my own end, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so can you kindly tell me the title of the book?
A Strong Delusion.
That is a strong delusion, okay.
Yes.
And will you be using a pen name or will be using your real name?
My real name.
Okay. This is David Snyder.
Yes.
Okay, and what's the genre of the book?
The what?
The genre. What kind of a book is it? Is it informative? Is it a self-help book?
It's a novel.
Okay.
It's biblical.
What kind? Mystery? Action?
It's about the rapture of the church and the people that are left behind. And, what God said, that he'll send up strong delusions. And I've made up the strong delusions to make a mystery book.
Okay, so it's like an adventurous mystery novel.
Yes.
Okay, it's adventure and mystery. And I would assume the size that you want, like at least the size we recommend, would be 6x9 for the book trim size. Like 6 inches by 9 inches, right? Okay. So let me make that green. 6x9.
Email.
There's no problem. I will just fill it out from my end. Do you have any specific font preference for the title?
No, I haven't thought about that, no.
Okay. And the book cover style, do you want it image-based or illustration? What kind of a cover do you think it looks best?
Well, that's another strange question. I mean, I had to do some examples of illustrations, in other words, of what to look at. I mean, I'm not familiar with books other than the page cover.
Would you prefer like an illustration-based cover, like one when it's drawn? Okay. And the other is an image-based, where we compile different images and see if we can edit them into one cover. I feel like given that yours is an adventure mystery, I think an illustration-based cover would be suitable, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, our next thing is, okay, what would you like to see on your book cover? Like a close-up person-based cover, some object-based cover, a full human figure?
I was thinking of a Bible open.
So, I think that's like a human close-up, but with a landscape. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. Any preference for Orwell? Do you want a minimalistic cover, or do you want to be abstract or elaborate?
What's the first example you gave me? I don't know about elaborate. I mean, I'm not.
Like, but it's like color, really colorful and, you know, bold.
I like the chances, but it gets so bold.
Okay, let's go for elaborate. Bold. Abstract and bold. Okay. And any specific element you want in the book? Is there any preference of colors, like red, orange, blue, gray? Do you have any color in mind?
No, I don't. For the back cover and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't have anything in mind. I mean,
it's okay. It's no problem.
All these things are strange to me. I mean, I don't never give me a thought.
No problem at all. So we have filled out a book cover form. Let's move towards the editing form. Okay.
Okay.
Let me fill out some basic information here. Book title, a strong delusion. Can you tell me the page count for your book? Actually, I can check that myself. Yeah, I can check that myself. Give me a second.
It's 410 pages. I think I sent it.
410 pages. Okay. I think we'll go above 400 and let me confirm the page count. Give me a second.
The font makes the page count, doesn't it? Size of the font and the writing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I made the font so I could read it, actually. It's the reason I made what this so I could see it on the computer. So I don't know if that's the site you're going to use or not.
Ah, I see. So that's like, wow, that's 420 pages at 8x11. Let me check something. Layout, design, size. Let's see, 6x9. Okay. So let me confirm the page count now. Your book is around 800 pages.
What?
800 pages, because for a novel, you have to reduce the size of the book, right?
So, yeah.
So when I reduce the size for the page size to 9x, what's that? 6x9. You get around 800 pages. So my question to you is, David, would you be up for dividing your book into two pieces? Because I think the size of this book can use, like, you know, we can have a part one and a part two for the book.
Part one and part two, huh? Well, I then had to have it separate all that. I don't know how to do that.
You don't want to do that?
I don't know. I mean, how would I decide what part to do? How to separate?
It's just a suggestion. You don't have to do it. I was just suggesting, because like 800 pages, if you go for a physical copy, that's going to be huge to carry.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I still don't know where I would break it up at in the story, I'm saying.
Okay. Let me do something.
I mean, I haven't written it with that in mind, so I'm not sure how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. This reduces it to... Okay. This makes sense. Okay, let's move on with this, no problem. We have around 600 pages now, and book category is mystery, information, okay. So you currently have a complete manuscript, right? That's where you're at.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the... And the primary objective, I guess, for you is entertaining the readers and earning money, right?
It's supposed to be spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be directing people toward Jesus as their Savior.
Okay, I see. I see.
That's the point of the book, is not to be left behind during the rapture of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going to happen to them if they are left behind?
Okay.
So that's my objective.
I see. I understand. And where do you feel your book needs most work in terms of a general proofreading, like general grammatical, punctuation, spelling formatting corrections, right?
Spelling, I think I've caught most on the computer, but I need a lot of kind of stuff Doing the thing for this present tense or past tense, I tend to get off sometimes on such and mix them up.
Okay. I see. Okay.
I catch myself, go back and change it, but I'm not sure I crash at all.
And what's your time frame? When do you want to, like, by what time do you want to see this published?
Well, now, Case said it would be, Ryan said it would be 4 or 5 months, so.
I guess we're looking, from, if you're starting now, I guess we're looking at either mid-January, end of December.
Okay, well, that's been as possible, but I mean, whatever it takes. Because, I mean, you're doing the publishing. I don't know what all that involves as far as over a lot of time. Because Dave told me that somebody had read the whole novel last week, knew what it was about. What's still in here? I think you guys already knew what it was about. We do it.
No. Okay, what's the general age range for the audience? It's the teenagers, so I'd say 12 and above?
Yeah. Ooh,
okay.
Old age, I mean, adults, I'm interested in what happened to the food.
I see. Okay. So now we are done with the editing form. Last form is our publishing form. Now, let me get to the publishing form. You require... Okay. David Schneider... What's her name? Hundred Strong Delusion. Okay. And Adventure. Book category, fiction, format is crowd type 6+9. Do you have an ISBN for this book?
If what?
Since you're moving towards publishing, do you have all the publishing requirements completed? Do you have an ISBN? So ISBN is like a special serial number that is assigned to your book that allows you to internationally sell your book.
I don't have anything like on this particular with you guys. So anything I've got, you have given me. I mean, I'm just trying to find anything worth talking about here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll get you in touch with someone who will be able to get you the ISBN imprint. If I'll make the relative department contact you, and you can have a word with them to see what you can do about that. Okay.
Okay.
And can you give me a brief description about yourself?
Well, that was something I was going to try to send people on the internet. I wrote up a biography of myself, too. Can you record what I've been asked to you on the phone? Can you record what I'm supposed to be about?
Okay, and I got that. So your target audience is the general market, and age range is 12 and above. permit target countries, USA, UK. Okay. Canada. What's the sale price you want to put on your book? Because you'll be doing two formats. There's going to be an ebook and there's going to be a paperback. What idea do you have for the paperback?
No. You get work and request on your back, kind of thing.
I would honestly recommend something from the size of your book, I would say. At least above $25.
This is going to be fair and hardback.
Because your book is going to be around, depending on how we adjust it, it will be anywhere between 600 to 800 pages. So that's, it's going to cost you in terms of printing value, because when you're printing through Amazon, they deduct the printing from the sales price before they give it to you. Okay? So you have to keep that in mind while you're adjusting the sales price. So my recommendation would be at least somewhere above $25, $20, $25.
I'm getting lost because I talked to other publishers and they took care of all this. The support and the pricing and all that, that would come up automatically according to.
This is something, these are general things we have, because sometimes people already decide beforehand, like, okay, I want to buy book, put my book at this price. If you want to leave that to us, we can also take care of that, okay?
Well, I'd have to, because I don't have the answer. But
okay, I understand.
I get a
Okay, that's no problem.
I'm hoping I'm going to get a profit out of it. I don't know what my profit is going to be.
Okay. So, now, there are two things I will require, okay, from you in order to create your vendor account, okay? So, because otherwise, if let me just ask you the information, then you can decide if you want to tell me or not. So first thing I'm looking at are bank details. Can you tell me the country that your bank is in? I would assume that is USA.
Yeah.
Okay, and the currency is US dollar. And your account name, the holder name would be, is it David Snyder or is there some middle name?
David Snyder.
David Snyder, okay. And the account number?
Okay. 145. I can't talk. 145.
Sure, take your time. Just let me know when you find it, and I'm just waiting.
Okay. You ready?
Wait. Can you start over, please?
1 4 9 0 8 1 4.
That is 1 4 7 7 8 1 6.
No. It's 1 4 5 0.
1 4 5 0.
816,
is that correct?
Yeah.
So that's 1 4 5 0 8 1 6.
Right.
Okay, and what's the routing number?
So you just keep an eye out on the email.
That is 0014?
Yes.
Okay, and what is the name of the bank?
America First Credit Union.
Can you repeat that, please?
America First Credit Union.
America Post.
Yes.
Post Private Loan, okay. Okay. And then we have your tax classification is individual, right?
Yeah.
So you are a U.S. person, and your name as shown on your tax return is, again, assume David Snyder, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can you confirm your address, please?
905 South Main Street.
Wait. Just give me 1 second. Can you, that is South Main Street. And what's the number?
And the unit H is in hotel.
Okay, can you tell me the unit number? Like where you were saying something South Main Street?
It's 8 is in Howard.
Okay. Howard Main Street.
No.
Sorry.
905 South Main Street, Unit H. It's a different one. Howard.
Mm-hmm. H is in Howard, okay.
You got that?
Okay, and what's the number before that?
Before that?
Like at the start of your address should have a number, right?
905.
Okay, 905 Main Street. And where is it located?
Layton, Utah.
Utah.
Yep.
Okay, that is 905 S Main Street, Layton, Utah, right? That is 84041.
Yes.
Okay, got it. So it's like an apartment building?
It's a condo, that's what I said, Unit H.
Ah, okay. Got it. Let me actually check if I'm at the right location. Looks like a condo. Is this a condo? Yep, that is a condo. Okay, got it. We'll put that in as the address. And so, can I have? Okay. Give me 1 second.
What state are you from? Calling from?
New York. What time is it in Utah right now?
1 o'clock.
Okay. Now we have the address. The next is, can I have your social security number?
309.
Mm-hmm.
46.
Mm-hmm.
0990.
So that is 849-460-990.
No. 309.
So I'm so glad.
Yeah. I'm kind of lost. Can you please start from the beginning? Sorry.
309-460-0990.
That's 809. I lost a few digits in between, I think. What comes after 809?
It's 309. Let's do this on paper, on a computer.
How can I answer?
309 and?
Yes. 46.
46.
990.
What's after 46? I hear 90, but I can't hear the number in between.
0990.
0990, so that is 309-460-990. Okay, got it. Okay. I think we have all the information. The email address you'll be using is the is your Comcast one, right? For your Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have an existing Amazon account?
No, I don't.
Okay. And what would be your preferred password? Or could we just, like, give it a simple password and you can change it later on?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. A simple password. And can you kindly tell me your date of birth?
18 July 1944.
We have a really bad reception. Can you repeat that, please? I'm so sorry.
18 July. Yeah.
And that's 19?
44.
1944?
Yes.
Wow. Like, 78 years old?
That's right.
Wow, that is amazing. So tell me, like, dude, what made you, like, decide to write this book? What was your inspiration to start this book?
Tell people about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it is a story about what happens to people left behind when God takes the Christians off the earth and what they're going to experience. It's a horror story, in effect, of people trying to deny God exists and what God does to them because they deny it.
It's a horror story?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. That's one thing I seem to have missed. Well, okay, so it's a horror...
I thought you guys had read the book. I mean, I thought that's going to be important. I wanted to read the book. The lion said it had been read, and I'd be getting a call to someone that had read it.
I see. Because I haven't actually gone to reading the book so far, because I just got it today, and so I haven't gone to reading it.
Well, yeah. It's kind of hard to explain to somebody without having been read it, because...
I do understand that. I do completely understand that.
As information in between countries and nationalities and languages, it has to do with the Bible's description of a one world government under the Antichrist and what he's doing. So the creatures are going to be moving around between the United States and Canada and Russia. Because of the one world government and so forth.
I see. Interesting.
Just explain over the phone.
Mm-hmm. So I see that you've also sent an editorial review. So I assume the team has already gone through most of the details of the book. Okay. So, David, let me just break it down for you how exactly the editing process is going to work, okay?
Okay.
So we will, start working on your book in batches, okay, piece by piece. The first response you'll get would be in around 6 to 7 working days, okay, probably next week, okay?
Yeah.
Now, how things work is we'll send you a first set of, let's say, they'll send you like 20 to 50 pages of edited work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can look that up, and you can see, okay, this is the kind of editing that I'm getting. So you can either confirm that you want us to continue working like this, or do you want us to try a different approach, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can decide on that. I'll be dropping you the files on email so it's easier for you. And if you confirm, if you approve a piece, we'll move forward. Okay, we'll continue working on the book like this. Every week you'll receive one draft till the book is complete. Now, one important thing you have to understand is that everything depends on your response, okay? Because when you provide us the feedback, then we start continuing the work on the book, okay?
Okay.
So whenever I send you the file, I want you to give me feedback. It can be either detailed, like, okay, I see this problem, or it can be simple as approved or disapproved, okay?
All right.
So once that's done, we'll continue the work. Once the book is entirely done, you can give it a final approval. And once you have a final approval, we'll move towards publishing. Same things will be for the book cover. We'll work on the book cover while the editing is being done. You can take your reviews and just decide, okay, I like this book cover, I want to go with it, and then we'll put that in as a final copy, okay? If you want to make
any
questions.
Am I going to be talking to the actual person that's doing the editing, or just you or somebody in general?
There's going to be a proper editor that's going to do the work. I'm just going to be the bridge between you and the editor and everyone else who is going to work on the book, okay?
Okay, well, I just wanted to get the information to make sure that you understand what I'm saying. Not people sort of worried about. I'll have room on my draft in order to put in my comments in order to say why I want it done that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll wait to send me the draft and see what happens.
Okay. So, well, you can receive the first draft and then decide how you want to go about things. The first draft, it's never 100% because, well, we tried one approach, you may or may not like it. So give us as detailed of a response that you can. The better, the more feedback you give to us, the better the work is going to be on the next draft, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So, David, I'll get in touch with you next week and we'll work from there, okay?
All right, good.
Also get you a call from someone who can get you the requirements completed for your publishing, okay?
All right.
Perfect.
Oh,
perfect. Take care. And
okay.
Have a good day. Bye.